Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is your standard of quality for complete chewing satisfaction. There's only one genuine Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, and it always has the name Wrigley's on the wrapper.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents Island Venture. Hot sunlight lancing through towering palms to turn white sand the color of butter. Steaming jungles dark and treacherous. Mile-high volcanoes shrouded in cloud mist. Orange and lemon trees. Purple orchids, scarlet hibiscus. Color piling on color, flicking together like the flames of a driftwood fire. To these islands in the Pacific, Gil Perry and Trigger Brett, two ex-Navy men, have returned to establish an airline. Our story tells the problems and experiences of these two modern pioneers, whose strength of purpose and Navy training have given them the skill and enterprise with which to create their peacetime success.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is your standard of quality for complete chewing satisfaction.
Now, as a tribute to our Navy and for your entertainment, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum present Island Venture.
You are Monsieur Mendoza?
Si, senor. What can I do for you, huh?
I am looking for a man, monsieur. I am Sergeant Rostrand of the French colonial police.
Policia?
Oui, monsieur. From the penal colony on Yang. A convict escaped from there last week. I have been following very closely on his tracks. I have learned that he disembarked from a trading schooner here on Isle aux Pines only this afternoon.
Well, he's not come to this hotel, senor. The Empire Hotel, it is of the greatest respectability. Convicts I do not allow. Never.
Marty Lester most probably would not announce his servitude, monsieur. But I'm hoping you have seen him. He's quite young, about 23. Tall, about 6 feet. Broad shoulders, but not heavy. 160 pounds, perhaps. Rather high cheekbones. But wait, here's a picture of him.
Oh? Oh, I never see him, senor. Never in my whole life. What he do, huh? What does this boy do that he's got to jail?
He is a murderer, Monsieur Mendoza. A murderer.
The swift twilight slides away now over the island of Isle aux Pines. Night shuts down with a quick swooping fall of darkness. Stars bloom in the velvet blue, and under their cloudy glitter, the sea is as flat and as smooth as a carrier's deck. The trade winds hum a gentle song through the mastheads of anchored schooners, and their riding lights shine with a halo of golden mist. Suddenly, like a wet seal, the head of a young man appears on the black waters of the harbor. Silently, he hauls himself to the deck of an anchored ship. On feet that make no sound, he moves toward a lighted port. For a fleeting moment, he stands there, his face tight with strain, his young mouth twisted with bitterness and with fury and with hate. Then, with a single movement, he slams the open door.
Don't move, Booker! Keep your hands flat on that table.
Lester. Marty Lester.
That's right, Hooker. Captain Hooker, I mean. I've come back to see you, Captain Hooker, on a little unfinished business.
Don't shoot, Marty, don't. Put that gun down like a good fella. Put it down, Marty. You don't want to kill another man, do you?
You know I never killed anybody, Hooker. You know I never killed a man. But for 8 months I've been thinking about killing a skunk, a dirty lying skunk. Every day I'd think about killing that skunk, Hooker. Every night I'd dream about it. I've thought about it every second since you had me railroaded to prison, and now
Marty, don't shoot, please, Marty.
I thought about this too, Hooker. I thought about it on the rock pile out there in the prison on Iang, how you'd beg, how you'd snivel.
Oh, Marty, please, please.
Thought about how I'd make you get down on your knees and beg, how I'd make you plead.
Marty.
But I thought about something else, Hooker. Killing's too good for you.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't, Marty. I knew you wouldn't, boy. I knew it.
You're too rotten to die that easy, Hooker. Too rotten. You're going to prison, to the place where I came from, to the bugs and the heat and the swamps. That's where you're going, Hooker, to prison.
Oh, you shouldn't blame me for you're going to prison, Marty. Wasn't my fault, and I always liked you. You know that.
I know how you like me.
Oh, I did, Marty, like a son. And I just done my duty. That's all, just my duty, Marty. The duty that was forced on me is made of the Susan Richards.
You lied. Every word was a lie. You took an oath and then lied me into prison for life. For life as a murderer. That's what you did, Hooker. That's the duty you performed, and you paid Bruno and Dunbar to lie with you.
Oh, no, Marty, no. That ain't true.
You killed Hank Porter. You, Hooker, you killed him.
Oh, Marty, you got it all wrong now. You've always had it wrong, boy.
You fought with Porter in the ship. He caught you stealing from the crew's quarters. That's why he told me. You fought with him on the night of the typhoon. Everybody saw you, the captain, everybody.
They're all dead, Marty. All our old shipmates. All drowned, boy. Bruno and Dunbar are dead, too. The fever got him 3 months ago. You didn't know that, did you, that Bruno and Dunbar were gone, too?
I knew it. I heard it. But it isn't going to help you, Hooker. Nothing's going to help you. You fought with Hank Porter, and it's in the ship's log that way.
Marty, it must have been bad in that prison. Cruel bad. Your mind's still gone, boy. It was you who fought with poor old Porter that night.
That's the lie you told on the stand. That's the lie you paid Dunbar and Bruno to tell. But I'm not crazy. I never was. And it's there in the ship's log that you fought with Porter. That's the way it's in the log, Hooker. That you bashed in Porter's head with a club. I saw the captain write it.
Marty, Marty, those are delusions, boy. You told the judge about that log. You told him all about it, but your mind was gone even then. Them long days in that open boat before we was picked up.
Lies, more lies that you told, you and your paid perjurers. You would have thrown Porter over the side if I hadn't stopped. Just stopped you with a gun. I almost wish I hadn't now. I almost wish I'd let you throw him overboard. Then he wouldn't have died ashore, and you couldn't have lied about me. You couldn't have sent me to prison because there wouldn't have been a body to prove the killing. But I thought Porter'd get better. I thought he'd live.
Sit down, Marty. Sit down. You're all in, boy. Come on now. Sit down, and let's talk this thing over. Maybe I can figure out some way to help you.
You're going to help me, all right. You're going to clear me, Hooker.
Oh, sure, Marty, sure. Sit down. Yeah, that's better, Marty. Now we can talk. Say, you know there's a man around here looking for you, but we'll forget about him, eh? He's just a cop, and we can hide you from him easy.
He isn't going to get me. He isn't going to take me back there. Because you're going to confess, Hooker. You're going to write it out that you killed Porter.
Oh, no, Marty, that wouldn't do no good. A confession signed at the point of a gun ain't legal.
Then I'll get that log. I know where the Susan Richards went down, and the log's still there in the captain's safe. I'll get it,
easy,
and I'll...
Easy, boy, easy. But that's what we'll do, Marty. We'll get that log, and then you'll know that it wasn't me what done the killing. Wait, boy, wait. We'll get the log, and it'll prove I didn't do it. But we won't let him take you back to prison. Why, we'll... Don't come in here, Cato. Stay out.
Hey.
I thought that'd get you.
I'll shoot.
No, you won't, boy. Not now. Too slow. I'll take that gun and... So, you was gonna get that log, was you? Not now you won't. You won't get nothing. I'll just drag you out on the deck. Hey, Cato, give me a hand here.
What's wrong, Captain? Who that?
Never mind who. Give me a hand with him.
Him dead, Captain?
What difference does it make to you?
No difference, Captain. You want throwing water? We look in pockets first, huh?
Never mind what's in his pockets. Pick him up. Now, take his feet. Come on. Now. He... You won't get Jonathan Hooker into any trouble now, me bucko. You won't get nobody into any trouble. You'll just be food for the fishes. Hanno! Pete!
Yes, my
up anchor! Lively now! We're getting out of here!
Missy Polly! Missy Polly! Missy Polly! Missy Polly!
What? Who is it?
It's Nico, Missy Polly. Open door, please.
Just a minute. What is it, Nico? What's the matter?
Fine man, Missy Polly. Head all blood. Fine on beach.
You found a man? What man, Nico?
Not know what man. Nico fine on beach. Very sick. Head get plenty smash. Nico bring up to hotel. You come quick, please.
All right, Nico. Where is he?
Nico show. This way, please.
How'd you find man, Nico? How he get hurt?
Nico not know how get hurt. Me walk on beach. Man there. Head all bloody. See? There. Now, on floor. Him plenty sick.
Oh, his head's cut very badly, Nico. Get hot water and towels quickly. Then get my father.
Polly, Polly, what is all this fuss? Can't a man sleep even one night without... Who's this? This man. He's hurt himself, huh?
Yeah, Pop, very badly. Get the water quickly, Nico.
Me get Missy Polly. Nico, get quick.
Oh, this I don't like, Polly. Today, this afternoon, a man come to me and told me there's a murderer on this island.
A murderer? On Ilopan?
See, Polly. I don't tell you because I don't wish to make a worry for you. But perhaps the murderer hit this poor man, huh?
He's coming too, Pop. Oh, where's Nico with that water? He's trying to say something, huh? Can you make it out?
No, Polly,
water, Missy Polly. Your towels.
Thanks, Nico. Pop, will you help me?
Oh, sure, little Polly. What do you wish for me to do? Hold this head, huh?
Please.
All right, there.
Oh, that's fine.
All right, there.
I'll wash some of this dirt off his face. Put on a bandage. I'm afraid I'm hurting him. This dirt is so ground in. Oh, Pop, look at that awful gash in his head. We'd better get Dr. Lopez. Go for him.
Hey, please. Wait a minute, Polly. Let me get a good look at him. Uh-huh. I'm going to stay right here, Polly. I'm not going to make a move. Nico, quick, get Senor Gill and Trigger.
What's the matter? Pop, what's wrong?
This man is wrong. This man is a murderer.
Oh, Pop, he can't be. You must be mistaken. He's so young.
What has age got to do with it? I tell you, he's the bad one, Polly. The murderer. When you wash his face just now, I make a recognizing. This afternoon, I see his picture. Nico, quick! Get Senor Gill.
Nico, go quick.
Oh, but Pop, he's badly hurt. Even if he is a murderer, we ought to get the doctor for him.
We're gonna get a policeman. That's what we're gonna get. Just as quick as Senor Gill comes.
What do you want to wait for? Get the cop now.
Oh, so you make a wake up, huh? Well, Senor, what do you think you do on this island, huh? You think you can make escape from jail and then pull funny stuff on Roland Mendoza, huh?
Please, Pop, he's hurt. Do you feel a little better now? Here, take this drink of water. Let me help you.
Leave me alone. You heard your father, didn't you? You heard him say I was a killer, didn't you?
What, Gil? Well, Nico told us that...
Hey, that's Marty Lester, isn't it?
Sure it is. I recognize his puss from that picture Sergeant Rostrand showed us. So, they caught up with you, huh, fella?
Yeah, and they oughta. Guys would go around...
Lay off, Trigger.
Let him alone. Let him take his kick. Everybody else is taking one. I can't fight back, so go ahead, all of you. Take a kick.
Easy, guy. You're in a jam, you know that? Who conked you on the head?
What's the difference?
Maybe none. Who did it?
What do you care? Go get the cop. Let him take me back to that pest hole. Let him take me. I only wish I hadn't come to, hadn't tried to swim ashore. I only wish that Hooker'd finished me off.
Who? Who did you say? Did you say that so very no good Hooker make a hit on you? I know him and his cutthroat crew. Is that who hit you, senor?
A white fella. Why'd Captain Hooker take a slug at you?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Take a chance, guy.
Tell us, Marty. We know Captain Hooker, all of us. We all know that he isn't a very nice man.
Oh, not a very nice man. Why, that Hooker is the biggest crook, the biggest thief, the biggest bum in all these islands, in all the world, in all
I think you covered it pretty well, Pop.
Yes.
But that's the way we feel about Hooker, Marty. All of us. So let's hear your story.
Please, Marty.
He swore I murdered a man who he killed. I was sentenced to prison on Iang for life. But I can prove I didn't kill Hank Porter. I can prove it if... what's the use? I'm licked now.
Oh, who says you're licked? Who says so?
Tell us the whole story, Marty. Start at the beginning.
Now, wait a second. We ought to get Dr. Lopez to fix up his head. Nico.
Yes, Master Gil?
Nico, go get Dr. Lopez. Bring him over here right away. And don't talk to anybody else.
Catch wise, Nico. No talkie.
Catch wise, Master Trigger.
Okay, get moving. All right, go ahead, Marty. From the beginning.
It was just after the war. I was a seaman in the schooner Susan Richards, and we were in a typhoon off Paniila Island. You know where that is, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
We were being blown up on a reef, and we knew we didn't have much chance. We were all on deck when Hooker and a nice old guy named Porter started to fight.
Ah,
That's the way it was. Hank Porter died ashore, and Hooker and those two guys he'd paid swore it was me who fought with Porter on the ship, and that he'd died of his wounds.
Oh, three against one, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Mendoza, and one of them a ship's officer. The judge sent me away for life, but I didn't do it, I tell you. It was just the way I told you, and if they take me back there, back to that...
Hold it, Marty. You're sure about that log, are you? You're sure the captain entered that fight in it?
Yes, sir. I saw him write it down. He would have put Hooker in irons if it hadn't been for the storm. But what can I do now? What can I do but go back?
Easy, guy, easy. How deep is the water where the Susan Richards went down? You got any idea?
Yeah, and what kind of safe did the captain keep the log in? One of them old iron boxes?
Oh, Trigger, Gil, you're going to help Marty get that log.
Maybe, Polly. But let Marty answer our questions, will you? They're kind of important.
Oh, what does he have to answer questions for, senor? Can't you see that poor kid is a very tired one? Anyway, here comes Dr. Lopez. So you ask me the question, senor. I know this Paniila like the back of my foot. But you ask them to me in the morning, huh, senor? While we fly over to this Paniila. Also, if this Sergeant Rostrand's coming here to make a snoop, let me know, will you? I'm going to throw him right out the window.
Okay, Pop, we'll let you know. And we'll ask you the questions in the morning while we're flying over to Paniila. You're sure about the place where the Susan Richards went down, are you, Marty?
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir, Marty. You make me feel like an old man. The name's Gil.
Yes, sir. I mean, Gil. I'm pretty sure about the place where the schooner went down. It was on the southeast side of the island, just off a high point that juts out there. I know because we could see it sticking up there only a few miles away, and we didn't dare try to take our lifeboat over the reef. When we tried to go around, we got blown out to sea.
Yeah, well, then the thing to do...
Paniila, get ahead, Gil.
I see it. Thanks, Trigger. Now, the thing for us to do, Marty, is to circle around off that point until we spot the Richards. Then we'll drop a marker boy and fly over to the Navy base and borrow some diving gear and...
Starboard, Gil, it's a ship.
Hey, it looks like the schooner of that Hooker.
Go down, Gil, buzz it. Let's have a close-up.
It is the ship of that Hooker. I would know it any place.
He's right close to the point. He's after that log. Like a fool, I told him about it. Now he'll get it before we do. He'll get
hey,
it and...
Hey, what's with the crew on that schooner? Why all the arm waving?
Hey, they wish for us to go away. That guy Hooker is scared.
There's something wrong aboard that ship. They're in trouble. Look at her flag, flying upside down.
Distress signal.
Oh, I hope the distress is with that no-good Hooker. I hope he's break a leg. Both of his legs.
I'm going down. Fix your belts.
They got lines over the side.
They're diving. Hooker's down after that log. He'll get it before we can even land. He'll
get
it.
Get your shirt on, Marty. I'm going to pull alongside, Trigger. Stand by to fend her off.
All right. Abort the schooner! Catch this line! Haul us in! Come on, get some beef in it. Hold it. Make it fast, Mel. All set here, Gil.
What's wrong up there? Anybody speak English? What's happened?
Me speak, master.
Well, what's wrong? Spell it.
Captain Hooker, he's in water.
I knew it. He'll get the log. He'll destroy it underwater, and I'll have
save
to go
it,
back.
Marty. Let's find out what's wrong. What about Captain Hooker? What's happened to him?
He's down there, master. He caught. Not can come up.
He's got himself fouled up, Gil. And if you ask me, it serves him right.
We want that log, don't we?
Yeah, but maybe he's already got it and torn it up.
Maybe he hasn't. You make talk with Captain Hooker? You got phone?
Yes, master. We talk. But Captain not can come up. And storm come. Big storm. Come quick.
Well, he's right, Gil. Take a look at those clouds off to the west.
Yes, and this is no place to be in a storm, senor. Those reefs are very close.
We still want that log. I'm coming aboard. Follow me up, Trigger.
Yeah.
You too, Pop. Marty.
Senor.
You mate here?
Yes, master. Me mate. Name Hano.
Okay, Hano. Where's the phone?
Here, master. You talk Captain Hooker. You help him. Yes. Big storm come very quick. Not can stay here.
I'll talk to Hooker. Hooker, can you hear me? This is Gil Perry.
Gil Perry? I can hear you, Perry. Do something for me, will you? I'm trapped down here. I can't move. There's another diving rig aboard. For the love of heaven, come and get me.
Take it easy, Hooker.
Oh, please, Perry. They'll leave me when the storm comes up. They'll leave me to drown. Come after me, please, Perry.
Ask him if he found the log. Ask him if he did.
Did you find that log, Hooker?
I found it, but I lost it. Please, don't bother about that. Get me out of here. Don't let me drown, Perry. Don't, Perry.
I'll be down. Get that other diving rig, Hano.
No time, Master. Storm come. Must go. Must go now.
Get it, Hano. Quick. Trigger, you've got your gun, haven't you?
Yeah, and I'll keep these jokers here if you say so. But I think you're a chump.
Keep them here, Trigger. Maybe we've got 30 minutes. I ought to be able to make it in that.
Here, Rick, Master. But not have time. Must go. Storm come. Kill everybody on rocks.
Stuart, help Mr. Perry on with this rig. And if there's any monkey business out of you or your boys, you see this gun?
Me see, Master.
All right. And don't make me have to use it. Help me with this rig. Come on, Pop, you too.
Yes, yes, Trigger. That will help. All right. Here's the one leg.
Get the other. There we are.
All right, I got the shoes.
I'm going to put on this helmet on you now, Senor Gill. But I still don't think you should do this. I think you make a big mistake.
Put it on, Pop. Hurry.
Okay, Senor. Here. I get this one glove tight. And the other lock here.
I'm plugging Gill into the same phone board as Hooker, Pop. We can hear them both then.
Oh?
You're plugged in, Gill. Is the phone okay?
Okay, Trigger.
Air intake. How's that?
Air intake okay.
Exhaust?
Exhaust okay.
You haven't got more than 20 minutes before the storm hits, guys, so don't do any messing around down there.
Quit worrying.
And if that hooker's stuck bad, leave him stay stuck.
Help me over the side.
Here you go. Guide his left foot on the ladder.
Yes.
Hurry up, Harry. Hurry up.
There you are, Senor Gill. And come back quick, huh?
I can't hear you, Pop. You gotta talk into this thing.
Oh.
You all set, Gill? Keep it talking to me, will you?
I'll talk your ear off. All right, lower away.
All right, you guys. You and all of you. Keep them pumps going.
Yes, Master.
Push it up. Pop, I don't like Gil going down there. I don't like it any. When that storm hits, he hasn't come up, it's liable to snap his airline.
Oh, it looks very bad, Trigger. In these storms, they come up quick and they blow like the very devil.
A little ship like this one wouldn't stand much chance. We'd be up on that reef in half an hour.
I wish Gil
had...
Hold it, fella. Here's Gil. You okay, guy? Everything all right?
Bye, Trigger. I'm following Hooker's lifeline down. I ought to find him in a minute. I'm on the deck now. He's got a bad list. I'm going to have a look in the captain's cabin. See you later.
Murky blue water, gray-brown seaweed, the sloping deck of a broken ship, corroded, barnacle-covered, frayed lines hanging from a splintered mast like long searching fingers. Sails, once white, now rust-colored and torn. A yawning door with a life-giving air hose leading to a trapped man. 100 feet above, the power of the wind creeps upward. The voice of the sea grows louder. And Pop Mendoza lifts his head and a worried frown walks across his forehead.
Hey, this wind, she's blow harder, Trigger. You feel this ship rock?
Hey, no stay here, Master. Not stay longer. Must go now. All mans won't go.
We're staying here, Hano. You birds are keeping them pumps going, you understand? You're keeping them going. You're keeping them going till Perry comes up. Cut that! Tell him, Hano. Tell him to keep them pumps going.
Yes, Master. Boy, go. Long.
Hey, these native boys are not going to pump long, Trigger.
They'll pump till Gil comes up.
Hey, Senor Gil has found that log yet?
I ain't heard. I'll ask him. Gil, the wind's rising. It's getting pretty mean. You found that hooker yet? Gil, answer me. Answer, fella. Gil.
Something wrong, Trigger?
I don't know, Pop. Gil doesn't answer. Gil, answer me. Say something, guy. Gil, what's wrong, Gil?
Maybe the phones, they go bust, huh?
Maybe. I'll try Hooker. Hooker, can you hear me?
Yeah, Brett. Get me out of here, will you? Please, Brett, get me out.
Shut up. Where's Perry? You seen him? Is he down there? Where is he?
He was here, but I can't see him now. I can't move. My lines are going around the stanchion. Help me, Brett. Please, Brett. Don't let me drown. Don't, Brett.
That's to you. Gil, where are you? Answer me, guy. What's wrong? What's happened, Gil?
Nothing's happened, Trigger. I'm all right. My phone's just went dead for a minute. And I got the log. Tell Marty.
Oh, the heck with the log. Come on up here. The line's apart any second now. You gotta come up.
I'm sending the log up on a handline, Trigger. Haul it up.
Gil, come up yourself. You can't wait another minute, fella. I'm dead serious. These lines won't hold. The sea is tossing us all over the place.
Pull up the log. I'm going to try and get Hooker free.
No, Gil, no, you can't. Wait, I'm telling you, you can't. Leave Hooker be.
Perry, no. Don't leave me down here. Perry, don't. I'll be right with you, Hooker. Just a second.
I tell you, Gil, you're crazy. You can't wait.
Save it. I'm getting Hooker out of here.
Gil,
if I can't.
I tell you.
I said save it. All right, where are you, Hooker?
Here, Perry. Just past the door of the cabin. Get me loose, Perry. Hurry.
I'm there. Now, let's find out how you're caught.
And this line's twisted around this statue. I can't get at it. Barry, work fast.
I see where you're caught now. Can you move a little to the left? All right, a little more.
Gil, you can't wait. Not another minute. Those airlines ain't gonna hold.
Hey, they're gonna rush us, Trigger. Those natives are gonna come after us.
The heck they are. Stand back, you guys. Stay where you are. Stand back. Stand back, I tell you.
Yeah. They stopped, Trigger.
Yeah. I told you birds to stand back. Next time, I'll plug one in. Gil, you gotta come up now. You gotta.
One more minute.
No, not another second. Those lines are...
I'm free, Perry. I'm free. Okay, guy, Hooker's clear. Haul him up. Haul us both up.
Brother, you're coming up fast. How we ever got this crate into the air, I'll never know. Them waves must have been easy 10 feet high. But that's us. Hang around till the last minute. Almost lose our plane. Stay down at the bottom of the ocean till the ship almost swamps. Just to rescue a doggone murderer.
Maybe you better walk aft and have a look at that doggone murderer, Trigger. That takeoff was kind of rough.
Oh, that Hooker is okay, Senor Gil. I've just taken a look at him. He's all tied up very nice, ready for me to make a delivery of him to Sergeant Rostrand. How I'm always in the right place at the right time surprises even me sometimes.
You ain't the only one who's surprised, Pop.
May I say something, Mr. Perry?
The name is Gil. What's on your mind, Marty?
Well, I've been trying to think of the right words to use ever since you got that log for me. But I guess I'm never going to be able to. So, well, what I want to say is thank you to all three of you. Thanks very much.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is your standard of quality for complete chewing satisfaction. There's only one genuine Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, and it always has the name Wrigley's on the wrapper.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's story of Island Venture. Listen again next week when Gil Perry and Trigger Brett risk slow death on a desert island without food or water, encounter a native uprising, and return an ancient king to his people. When Wrigley's Spearmint Gum brings you Island Venture.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is your standard of quality for complete chewing satisfaction.
This program has come to you from our Chicago studios in the Wrigley Building. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.